The McElroy brothers are not experts. And their advice should never be followed. Well, Travis claims he's a sexpert. But if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Nah. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello and welcome to my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
And I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I am your sweet baby brother, Navy Corporal Griffin McElroy. If you all knew how many times today our father has walked up to someone, friends, loved ones, random strangers off the street, and said, "You gotta watch this video of me throwing a ball into a little hole from far away." Oh.
And as we...
If you weren't at Taz last night, our daddy threw a little ball through a little hole from pretty far away. It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
This is our advice show, and we are so thrilled to be here again with you, San Diego. Thank you.
Now listen, I don't want to talk about movies.
No.
But I do want to talk about sitting at a movie. Because we went to see a 4DX film, and it was an experience.
It was a bad time for yours truly, I think.
Yeah, right off the bat, I'll say I was wearing some pretty slippery pants, and I was holding on for dear fucking life.
If you don't know 4DX, it's like a regular movie, except when they move, you move, baby.
Yeah.
When they take a punch to... We went and saw a different 4DX film that's a spinoff in a long-running automobile franchise. And at the end of it, Idris Elba had gut-punched the seat so many times that my dad passed a kidney stone.
That's true.
That's not a joke. Idris Elba helped my dad pass a kidney stone by punching him in his gut so many times in his wet punch fight.
The movie we went and saw this time, there's moments where the seat moves where you're like, that makes complete sense. I'm in a car. But then there was a moment where someone set a phone, like hung up a phone a little too hard and the seat vibrated.
Yeah, totally unnecessary.
I think I was supposed to be the phone in that moment.
Also, as somebody who pees minimum 3 times during a standard length motion picture, it's fucking bad for me when I'm like, oop, let me just get out in here when this row in front and behind me are like...
You really have to hop onto your moving seat.
Yeah.
There's a mechanism in this 4DX experience where you get wet. They spray you with water to make you feel like you're there, right? And it didn't happen this entire movie, which did have several submarine explosions. There was no water.
A little, I thought too soon too, right? I heard that chill go over the crowd.
And then I'm like, I guess they don't do the water no more. And then there's a fight where someone gets soup dumped on them, and it's like, it's the end of the movie. It's the only time they do this. Like, you will feel the soup. Experience the cinematic power of being drenched in gazpacho.
There were also puffs of air, which would happen when you would hear like the sound of like bullets whizzing by, but also sometimes happen when people would get punched in the face. Because you know how getting punched in the face is like a puff of air.
It's like an optometrist doing one of those eye pressure tests.
So what we've decided to do tonight is install 4DX in all of your seats.
Yeah, brace your asses.
Get
every
ready.
Joke.
Every time Griffin and I have a wet fist fight.
You will pass your stones. All stones will be passed.
That's our new tagline, by the way.
You will pass your stones.
My brotherly, you will pass your stones.
And we made a law a long time ago that if you pass something during a show, you have to name it after us. That's babies, stones, whatever.
Whatever.
Laws.
Whatever you, laws. This is an advice show, obviously, and we're going to help you and everybody you know navigate this crazy world of ours. This is our first question. I work front desk at a hotel. This hotel also has a bar with only one bartender. When he has to go on his 30-minute lunch break, I have to cover the bar. I'm legally certified to serve alcohol, but I have no idea how to make drinks. A glass of wine, pint of beer, Jack and Cokes are all I can offer. Some guests seem irked they have to wait a half an hour if they want a Long Island iced tea. Brothers, how can I fake bartend for 30 minutes without my guests figuring out that I have no idea what I am doing? That's from Rose.
It wasn't until hearing Justin read the question out loud just now that I thought, so they only know how to do wine and beer and Jack and Coke. What does it take to get certified to serve alcohol? Are they just like, you're not going to give it to kids, right? All right.
Here you go.
You're good.
There you go. Here's your gun and your badge. Welcome aboard.
I think we should normalize people telling clients and customers, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do this. I don't.
It was always my favorite part of working at Best Buy where, like, I would be asked to cover a different section. And it was always, like, when you're covering appliances and a customer would be like, oh, you know, what's the capacity of this washer? And you're like, then you would just grab the tag off the front of them, like, this says that. And they were never like, I'm going to leave, actually. This, and they'd be like, oh, okay, great. Yeah, I'll take it. And I'm like, I'm good at this.
Yeah, look. I did car stereos sometimes. And it was just like, yeah, you can choose any of the knobs in front of you and slap them right in, no problem. And it'll just do the music and all this stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know the
man.
Difference between any of these,
you
literally.
You just tape it on and it will do it.
Yeah, now, it'll do it.
I will say this. You are actually maybe in a position of great power. Because I am someone who is not like a confident drinker. I don't do it that often.
You're not a confident anything, Griffin.
And so when I go up to a bar, I've had the experience of, I drank 7 and 7s for a while, mostly because they had 7-Up in them, and drinking makes my stomach sick. And so the two kind of just, whoop, whoop, fight it out. And the person said, I don't know what that is. And then I felt like the biggest asshole in the whole world asking for a drink that didn't exist. You could turn this on its ear. I say this, but if they're like gin and tonic, and you're like,
I don't know, man.
What?
Too continental for me.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. Here, okay.
I will say, real quick, just to touch on that, if you can make a Jack and Coke, if you can crack that code, there's a lot of them that do kind of give you a little bit of a hint of Ruski in, right in
there. In the
name
of it, yeah.
So listen, obviously, you could learn to make the drinks, but there's a lot of those. Instead, dedicate your time to learning to flip stuff around behind your back. Now, this is going to be a work of sheer stamina because you might have to do it for upwards of 30 minutes.
Yeah.
They order a drink you don't know how to make, and you're like, coming right up! And then you kill 30 minutes until the bartender comes back.
Yeah, that's great. Nobody's going to complain if you spit out a little fire as part of that.
Yeah. Wow, they just keep spitting out fire. It's been 20 minutes.
Now,
they spit out fire 27 times.
Another, sorry, Travis, much better idea.
Hey, is this because I said the thing about a confident thing?
Is that you don't learn how to do that. And then when they're like, let me get an old fashioned, you're like, any choice of alcohol? And they're like, yeah, let me get some of that, I don't know what, bourbon? Let me get that one specific bottle of bourbon. You're like, no problem. Check this shit out. Whoop, smash. Ah, fuck.
Oh, no.
Well, that's... we don't have that one. Do you like beer and wine? Have you had this brown? It's Jack Daniels, and it's spicy to me. It sucks, the flavor of it.
No matter what they order, give them a Jack and Coke. And they're like, this isn't a gin and tonic. And you say, like, that's how we make it here.
That's how we do it.
That's kind of our take. It's a deconstructed gin and tonic where I use Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola.
Now, Now, if you'd like, could I interest you in some wine, which is a new cocktail I've been working on? Beer and wine. We love these. Mix them all up.
So I'm very excited because tonight during the show, along with Megaran, who was incredible.
Fucking
hey, Megaran, right?
So good.
Oh, I was about to do like a bit, but the bit is called With Special Guests.
It's a podcast.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you the celebrity guest introducing the musical guest.
Yes.
And they will tell me what they think the vibe, the energy, the delivery is.
Okay.
I'm glad you're excited. Here we go. First one, Paul. Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey.
Okay.
Introducing G-Unit featuring Joe.
Okay.
Also, know this. Nick Lachey is from Cincinnati. And until he joined 98 Degrees, I think? Yeah. Their family name was pronounced Lachey.
That's
and
cool.
And then they went, wait a minute, I've got a great idea.
Do you have any other cool stories about Nick Lachey that you could tell me?
They opened a restaurant in Cincinnati, and it failed.
All right.
Oh, that's rough. Okay.
Answer me this. Are they both there?
They are both there.
Okay, because I was kind of leaning on maybe just one of them showed up for the artist announcement. Like, oh, shit, we got to do that, don't we, babe? All right.
They're also both singers. It's just occurred to me how weird it is that they both were like, either one of us could be introducing either one of us.
Okay, here's what I think. It's Jessica Simpson first, followed by Nick Lachey. Nick Lachey.
Latchkey kid.
And then Jessica Simpson's like, ladies and gentlemen. And then Nick Lachey's like, G-Unit featuring Joe!
Okay. This is a long shot, but I think if it pays off, I get like 50-1 odds. I think Nick Lachey says, gun it.
Okay. Paul, roll that beautiful bean footage.
Ladies and gentlemen, G-Unit featuring Joe.
Fucking cyborg. Fucking...
The
so
thing
weird.
That I...
Cylon she replacement.
Made him, she made him practice it 100,000 times.
Yes. Backstage.
Every time he'd get out of tempo, she'd slap him across the face.
And they're also, and I've never heard people do this while speaking, harmonizing.
Yeah.
They are both changing their voice just enough... Harmonized.
Why is his shirt so big? What a big shirt Nicholas is wearing.
They're still together. You can tell. You can tell. You can tell from that energy that they're still together.
They do have the energy together of these are two random actors that are presenting the same like award at the Oscars.
Yeah.
And now we're trying to banter.
Yeah. He looks like David Byrne in the thing that he did.
Okay.
You know the one.
Big suit man. Paul, next one, please. Sean Hayes introducing Shaggy.
Second performance.
And it is the second performance of the night.
Long A, long Y. Shaggy.
Oh, I thought you meant Shoggy.
Shoggy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shoggy.
Shoggy. It was Shaggy.
Sean Hayes. It's gonna be like, ladies and gentlemen, Shaggy.
Okay, roll that tape.
Once again, Shaggy.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh, no. He's Sean.
Not happy to be there.
Shaggy's singing again? I have to go back again? Oh no!
And one last one.
Yes.
This one, guys, it's John Lithgow.
Uh-oh.
Introducing Mr. Mister. And here is, I don't normally do this, but I will give you extra context.
Oh, boy.
As if it wasn't obvious from it being Mr. Mister, but this is like the 80s.
Okay,
SNL.
Thank you, Travis.
It's like the 80s SNL, and we in the past have seen like 80s SNL with like Don Rickles. And Billy Idol was one we did recently.
Yeah, yeah.
There were weird years.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so like not the normal way of John Lithgow
introducing Mr.
That you may all be thinking right now.
Is he dressed up in some funny kind of costume?
Now, is that your guess?
He's dressed up in some funny kind of costume.
I think he's like on the stage with them.
Fucking grooving.
And he's like, ladies and gentlemen, my favorite band, Mr. Mister.
Okay, roll the tape, Paul.
Once again, Mr.
Wow, Griffin. Wow. Wow.
Paul, can you roll it one more time so we can hear the pronunciation?
Once again, Mr.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
I don't know what he's doing there.
None of us do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. I love it so much.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, John.
I'm so glad we could get him. Those are huge hits. Thank you.
But listen. I've been saving fur from my cat when I brush him to make crafts with it.
Mm-hmm.
His health is great, but I want to start early.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
You don't want to start too late and get a small harvest?
When I read it the first time, I hoped I would know what it meant by the time I got up here. And that did not come to pass.
How big is the craft? Gotta start early.
However, his health is great.
Yeah.
His health is great.
But I gotta start early.
Are you making a replacement cat?
It's like, cloning technology has, okay. His health is great.
His health is great.
I gotta skip
his
that
health
part.
Is great.
His health is
but,
great. However,
anything could happen.
My house guests find the Ziploc bag under our coffee table strange. What's an appropriate receptacle for this golden kitty fleece from Jules?
This is you can just anywhere else. Anywhere else.
Or not a transparent container. A Ziploc bag.
The coffee table.
Okay, now wait, hold on, Travis. That's stupid. That is stupid. Because the last thing you need in your life is every few months, you're like, what the fuck is this bag? Oh my God, is this, it's full of cat hair.
Yeah, don't touch that. I'm doing crafts. I had to start early, even though he's in great health.
Yeah, you're never gonna remember, unless you write, okay, now here's the hack is you gotta write cat hair on the outside.
Yeah.
And then you've kind of defeated the purpose, I
think.
Well,
that's why you write not cat hair.
Not cat hair.
But we know the truth.
Baseball cards.
Write human hair on it. Fucking peel up a floorboard. It's the coffee table is where you put things.
Wait, did you say you were renting and that was the problem? Otherwise,
I would like that's what happens if you got a craft right then though. You're gonna go John Wick, get a crowbar, like I got a scrapbook now. just put it somewhere else, okay?
Just put it somewhere else.
You exist on the earth and we exist on the earth, so there's a not 0% chance that we might end up in your home someday. So I'm asking you, for us, put it somewhere else.
I am somewhat allergic to cats. We had a cat for a long time. I kind of got over it, but that was a while ago, and now I'm pretty sure I'm allergic to cats again. This would be a saw trap for me. There's a key in the cat hair. Get up on in there.
I recently started working for a jeweler who has been helping me develop my art and get it sold. It's been amazing, and I learned a lot, but she has been slowly opening up to me about her spiritual experiences. Mm. It started with sensing energy and has moved to her describing past lives to me.
Okay.
I study physics, so I'm not really a believer, but this seems to encourage her more. Last time I was with her, she mentioned potentially doing an astral projection session with me. I'll be spending a week following the show with her in Las Vegas, helping her set up a shop. So I feel it will become inevitable. Brothers, how do I fake astral projection so I can keep this sweet job? That's from Incorporeal in Coronado.
It came to me.
Okay.
In the moment.
Yeah.
Wow, I love that. Hey, listen. If you know Travis, and you're his brother, and you do a show with him, and he says that, buckle in for the ride of your life.
When this jeweler says, we're going to do an astral projection session, you say, okay, but can we do it remotely?
That's good.
There is
no way she can say no to that.
I mean, astral projection is kind of the ultimate work from home, if you
think
about
it. Thank
you. That's great.
I've seen what Dr. Strange could do with that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
I think I would just go ahead and do it.
Yeah. You know? We have no idea what an astral projection session is. You're imagining that your boss is going to be like, yeah, so there's like five crystals. Go lay down in between them and now astral project or you're fucking fired. It's easy. You just shoot your ghost out. Fucking go.
Go.
Do it now.
Put your ghost
ABC.
Out.
ABC. Always be. No, I have nothing.
Check this out. I just did it. It's fucking easy.
I went to Paris.
I was just in Paris. It was awesome.
I think you do it on the clock. I mean, if you can arrange that where it's like, yeah, it's like, if part of my shift, I will attempt to astral
That's
project
good.
With you. But, like, pay me for it, for sure.
And also, listen, I don't know much about astral projection.
You no
might
shit.
Have, yeah, you might have gotten that. But just say you did it.
Just yeah. say you did it.
I did it. Oh, yeah.
Tried it.
No. That dog don't hunt, because then they'll be like, no shit. Oh, wow. Fuck.
Wait. Stop. Did How? You,
hey, really? How? Fuck.
You shit. Did it? On your first try?
Fuck.
How? Was it cool?
Sounds cool. Show me how you did it again. Yeah, on the clock.
Yeah, of course.
No problem.
Time and a half.
How do I make asthma inhalers cool? In pop culture, inhalers are nerdy or indicate weakness. I want to make them badass. That's from Wheezing in Wonderland. Hey, listen. Just, I don't know, but I have a hunch. How many people we got out there with inhalers? All right. See,
so,
they're cool.
There's this thing. Smoking is not cool. You guys know this? Okay. So people are going through, they're taking old movies, right, and digitally erasing people smoking cigarettes. But what if?
Yes.
Instead of just erasing it.
Yes.
We replaced it.
Yes.
So now you have the spy walk up to the bar, and he's like, the eagle flies at midnight.
Yes. Or we take very, very strong characters specifically, like Bat Hero.
Yeah.
And we make him wheeze the juice every time he gets in a fight with Clown.
Seamless.
You know, Clown from Clown.
Yeah. When he's hanging out with Teen Bird.
Yeah. Can't wait for Clown 2. All right. It is a shame that we have in our culture the coolest thing you can do is just rip the biggest cotton out of a vape that you
like
have.
Like a steampunk style cigarette. It's awesome.
It's so awesome. But when you have an inhaler, it's the. What is the difference? I don't understand. They're the same action, but like. The
one helps you and one hurts you. And guess which one we celebrate?
Yeah. Well, one of them has like a weird elbow joint in it, and
That's
no
it.
One likes those.
You gotta get them to. Okay, here's how we fix it.
Okay.
You put a long church warden style handle on the mouthpiece of it. So now you're holding your inhaler out here, like, blowing like. And then, part two, huge cotton with
yeah.
every life saving.
If we could add
life, every life giving pull. There's a little fog machine in there, and you get a huge cloud of cotton.
And it's bad for you, because you have asthma.
Yeah.
It's important to know. It's bad.
But everyone will know, like, shit, look at how cool they are.
What a rebel.
They have to take care of their lungs, but also, they don't give a shit. I love these people.
But if you want to look like the wizard from the accessories king, then you gotta go for it, man. That one wasn't as good as Bat Hero.
No.
The Duke of the Squares.
Yeah.
This just came. I'm sorry. This just came across my desk.
Okay,
I'm
no,
so
this
sorry.
Is more important.
It's a haunted doll watch. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let her rip.
Hey, you don't have to apologize to us.
I know, but you hope these things will calm down, and then right in the middle of a live show, Haunted Doll Watch breaks out, and you got to handle it right then. I'm sorry to you all. I had a whole other thing.
We told him
do.
Just silence the AP wire for the hour that we're up here, and he's like, I can't. What if big news comes in? And here we are.
Please watch the video. It's about Rita, a spiritual...
21?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
Proof!
That's a spiritual, tangible doll vessel that gets shipped to you in the mail. Doll vessel is from our paranormal zone. Rita is her name.
What's their paranormal zone?
That's what they call the den.
Yeah.
Still going. Video's still going.
That's so... Can I say, though? That's so slow. I don't know how you make a machine go that slow.
Can I say, if they had put some of those big foam Hulk fists on her, I would have bought that doll
and
said, Rita Smash. I would have been into that.
Hi. Cool. Hi, let me introduce myself to you. My name is Terry, and I am a paranormal investigator. I've been collecting paranormal dolls.
Nope. Nope.
And items for over 40 years. I travel.
Is she taking a selfie in this image?
I travel.
Fell cute, my delete later.
I travel to many different areas in the United States in search of paranormal items and activities. I've been collecting spiritual doll vessels for over 40 years. I have over 2,400 spiritual vessels.
That's so many.
So many.
If you die in that home, you're not going to know which way you're headed. You're definitely not getting out to heaven.
They need to have their own space that they deserve.
Do they? With the other 2,399?
That's why they're trying to get them out there. Yeah. They're trying to get them out to your home. The love and attention they crave.
Can I just say, if I was a haunted doll and someone took pictures of me standing in front of a Ouija board, I would be like, how fucking dare
Ouija
you?
Ouija board is not included.
Oh, okay.
It says right here. Once a week, I pull out a few active ones, test them each individually, and try to share them with other paranormal lovers. Wait, paranormal lovers. There it is. Sorry. Sorry, hold on. Paranormal lovers.
This week on MTV's Paranormal Lovers.
We have even been asked to do sites and TV shows and articles, but we enjoy our privacy and working with the paranormal on our own. We live by a very large and old cemetery.
Cool, dude.
I love the privacy I am afforded in my house with 2,400 ghosts inside of it.
Let's get to the doll here up for grabs. All caps. You will also get a free surprise gift with this spiritual doll. Everyone likes the surprise gifts. Everyone likes the surprise gifts.
What?
Meet 9-year-old Rita that has attached herself to this doll vessel. She is a beautiful, big, lifelike doll vessel that wants a lot of attention over 50 years old.
Wait, you said nine.
Again, the emphasis there was a little off.
And listen, that's verbatim. Still works. Still works?
Sometimes there's little chips and the ghost falls out. This one works.
Still works. I have never seen a doll this old that head moves and eyes that open and close and is musical and has paranormal powers. Wow.
Wait, hold on. So they're just coming right out and saying in the description, you know that video you watched? It's mechanical.
That part's not haunted. That's programmed.
That's just a cool thing the doll can do.
She is a haunted doll. Vessel. This beautiful little girl doll vessel is wearing a beautiful white dress. Rita is a high-spirited little girl spirit. Lots of bumps in the night with this one.
Jesus Christ.
Does it say that?
Lots of bumps in the night with this one. That's verbatim.
Great.
Now listen.
Give me more of those. Thank you.
If you would like to check out her video, please contact me and I can send it to you.
Wait, is that how you got the video?
No, it's on the listing already.
Okay, why?
So cool.
Listen. I don't mean to pry, and I don't judge people. You know, you get work done, that's fine. Those aren't her original hands, right? Like, we all know that, right?
Oh, wow, Travis. Yeah, wow.
We can all agree those aren't her original hands.
Yeah, I don't know.
So cool. Rita enjoys doing the haunting sessions with us. She really loves the paranormal. Thank God, right? I mean...
Oh, I hate this fucking stuff.
It sucks.
I'm here forever. It sucks. This stuff sucks.
What an ironic punishment I've been given.
This gives me the creeps. She can be a great companion. She is so much fun to work with. You can just feel the presence and warmth flowing from her. She likes to flicker the lights on and off, and she plays with the voice spirit box. She has been tested personally by me with 3 different methods. Very active. Hard plastic. hard plastic, easy to ship, and you can take her places with you if you like. I would hope so.
What am I going to do, buy an awesome doll like this and just leave it at home?
Rita is so cool. Rita is so cool. Yeah. And she has an alluring face that is so taunting.
Oh, what?
Taunting?
I have lots of people asking me for spirit vessels all the time, like Rita. Rita, she has lifelike eyes that are very rare. Creepy eyes that looks really neat. Long lashes. You can see how big she is in the pictures I posted.
Rita's standing over the corner like, hey, what words did you use to describe my eyes? All nice things, definitely, right? They're lifelike, right? Wait, what's that other word you're typing?
She is a really special vessel. You will definitely hear bums in the night with this one.
Awesome. Yeah, cool.
It's a second mention of that.
She's clumsy as shit.
If you feel that a certain one of my dolls or clown vessel is calling to you, or you may notice you are being drawn back to a certain one of my vessels over and over again, then make no mistake, as you may just be the one they're searching for. Do not be afraid. She is a good vessel that brings good karma and fun. Child girl vessel. The Ouija board is not included. I will be listing many more paranormal items and dolls. All of my auctions are private, so you will remain anonymous.
That's very, very, very important to whoever ends up with this doll.
I also want you to know your items are packaged with care. They are wrapped in bubble wrap if they are breakable. I don't want anything to happen to my paranormal spirit dolls. The Ouija board is not included. This listing has just ended, I believe. Oh, God. I just looked at another one of the pictures.
Oh, you mean her alluring eyes, Justin?
That's Rita. Thank you, Rita.
Thank you, Rita. Thank you, Rita. All right. That's my normal laugh at the great jokes we've done this episode so far. Hi, it's Griffin, and I'm here to tell you about our sponsor this week. It is Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for building your brand and growing your business online. Stand out with a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything, your products, content you create, even your time, your art, your beauty, your passion, your brain. Sell your brain online with Squarespace. We've used Squarespace about 100,000 times to make 100,000 websites because we just can't stop building these dang things. Because when we die, all we leave behind is the websites we made along the way. That's the true treasure, friends. And with Squarespace, boy howdy, I mean, you can make the pro-level videos effortlessly. They got this Squarespace Video Studio app, helps you make and share engaging videos to tell your story even long after you've passed off this mortal coil. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. With member areas, you can unlock a new revenue stream for your business and free up time in your schedule by selling access to gated content like videos, online courses, or newsletters. Anything is possible. Achieve your dreams. Go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. Achieve immortality. A few announcements, if you may, please do. So we have some new merch. We have a Clint the Planeswalking Janitor sticker designed by Zachary Sterling. It's absolutely darling. We're doing a mystery sale on some of our older stuff while supplies last. And 10% of all merch proceeds this month will go to Earth Justice, which uses the law to preserve a rich, sustainable, and diverse natural heritage for current and future generations. Also, we got some new shows to announce. Well, really one new show that we haven't announced yet that we did just recently, and then some other ones that we hadn't. Anyway, upcoming, Seattle, Washington. We're going to be there August 31st and September 1st during PAX, doing Mabim Bam and Taz. Come see us. We're going to be doing Mabim Bam in Philadelphia October 11th, and then we're going to be in New York Comic Con doing Mabim Bam and Taz the following couple days, October 12th and 13th, during New York Comic Con. New York Comic Con shows will require a badge to attend that show. in person. Bad Tree tickets will also be available to watch a video on demand of the show online. All shows are on sale now. You can get info and tickets at bit.ly/McElroy Tours. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Keep it real. Have a great summer.
I'm Yucky Jessica.
I'm Chut Crudsworth.
And this is Terrible,
a podcast where we talk about things we hate that are awful.
Today we're discussing Wonderful, a podcast on the Maximum Fun Network.
Hosts Rachel and Griffin McElroy, a real-life married couple.
Yuck!
Discuss a wide range of topics. Music, video games, poetry, snacks.
But I hate all that stuff.
I know you do, Yucky Jessica.
Comes out every Wednesday, the worst day of the week, wherever you download your podcasts.
For our next topic, we're talking Fiona, the baby hippo from the Cincinnati Zoo.
I hate this little hippo.
Hey, when you listen to podcasts, it really just comes down to whether or not you like the sound of everyone's voices. My voice is one of the sounds you'll hear on the podcast Dr. Game Show, and this is the voice of co-host and fearless leader Joe Firestone.
This is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, and we play them with callers over Zoom we've never spoken to in our lives. So that is basically the concept of the show. Pretty chill.
So take it or leave it, bucko. And here's what some of the listeners have to say.
It's funny, wholesome, and it never fails to make me smile.
I just started listening and I'm already binging it. I haven't laughed this hard in ages. I wish I'd discovered it sooner.
You can find Dr. Game Show on MaximumFun.org.
So, we are going to call some folks down to the microphone. We asked you to send in your questions. You all did. Thank you so much. And we're going to call some folks down by name and seat number, and all right, let's begin. Hello.
Hi, I'm Savannah.
Hi, Savannah.
Hi, Savannah.
Okay, I'm going into my sophomore year of high school, and for freshman year, I've been really into both water polo and crew at the theater.
Okay.
Water polo and crew for theater, not the boat going fast one, sports
yeah.
one. Okay,
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. Okay, so for a little bit of backstory, I am the youngest of four siblings. My older three have all been like, the two oldest have been like super involved in the theater program at our school. They got all the lead roles and stuff. And I just kind of just got roped into it. And I had a lot of fun. I instead of doing the acting stuff, I did a lot of the crew.
Yeah.
I did run crew, so pretty much during Singing in the Rain, I was moving stuff around, and that was fun.
Yeah, you were like the Paul of the theater.
We get it.
It's great.
And so, I do take a lot of inspiration from him, yes.
We all should.
Yeah.
Okay, and, you know, the stage manager and associate stage manager said they wanted me to consider being stage manager.
The big show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get the call.
A lot of press.
Yeah, yeah. I think I can do it, and that's fun, but, like, I've also been, like, super involved in water polo. It was, like, kind of, like, my own thing, like,
yeah.
that I could just have for myself.
Hey, so your question, Savannah, is which one should you pursue, right?
Yeah.
Can't do both.
I've never been able to say this to another human being in my life. I think you'll have an easier time getting a job in the theater.
Wow.
All about the money.
I don't know much about water polo.
And that is, in and itself,
yeah.
the issue with vis-a-vis employability. Yeah, for
have
sure.
Have you considered, I mean, there's got to be some musicals about water polo, right?
And if there aren't, see a need, fill a need,
yeah.
Savannah.
That could be your thing.
We're going to need to flood this theater.
just
one night only.
Just do them both till somebody makes you quit.
Yeah.
Most people are really conflict averse, and they're not going to be like, hey, quit doing this other thing. You just do them both, and if you stop loving one, just don't show up anymore. It'll be fine. You're young. You got a lot of time here to figure this stuff out. So just do the one that you feel like doing that day. And I wouldn't... Just don't worry about anything, okay? Because later you will have to all the time. So
yeah.
just, Just, you shouldn't be worried about this. Just
you're going into the 10th grade.
Just do whatever you want, Savannah. Just
you're
be
doing great.
Do whatever you feel like every day.
You're doing really, really good.
Thank you, Savannah. Thank you. You're great.
I feel like we just grabbed the handle of the sliding door of Savannah's life and just decisively yanked it.
I felt like Justin just kind of wedged both of the sliding doors open and said, whichever one you want, I'm just going to hold these for you.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, I'm Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Big Emily
Some
fan.
Emily fans in the audience.
Yeah. We just met.
Oh, cool. God, this kicks ass.
So I have a roommate. We've lived together for a while, never any problems, but... A little while ago, I walked into our shared bathroom and I found a pear core in the shower.
And the core of the fruit pear.
Because yes. We had, honestly, at first I thought the email, when Griffin was reading it, I thought it was paracord. And that's also pretty wild in the shower, I would say. I think they're both pretty wild things to find in there, but a pear core it was.
Yeah, a fully eaten fruit.
Yeah. Well, not fully.
Not fully.
Yeah. You're
some of us care about this stuff.
Through. Yeah.
I still don't know what the story is. I haven't asked her about it. And
well, I can guess.
Yeah, I can probably write that story for you.
So I was eating a pear in the shower, and then I finished both of them about at the same time.
Prologue. I was dirty and also eating a pear. I thought I
Dear
could
Dear diary,
win.
You'll never believe what happened to me.
Yeah, I don't think I have a problem with it, but I...
Oh, really, Emily?
Really? You just want to talk to, 1,500 of your closest friends about it? But it's really not an issue.
You should have a problem with it.
And it's not a problem with person ate the fruit in the show, whatever. But then they left.
No, that's a pretty huge issue. Don't just wave that one off.
Listen, people are busy. You don't always have time to shower and then eat the pear.
Now, I will say this. Sometimes I'm at the refrigerator, and I think, I want a tasty, gooshy snack, and I see my friend Grapes there, and I'm like, hell yeah, Grapes. But then Grapes are like, psst, you gotta wash us all, man. And I'm like, you're right. I'll do chips. I don't have to wash chips.
Wait.
So this really cuts out the middleman and is like, the pear's looking at you like, hell yeah, brother, we're both getting
Did
washed.
Did you also find a colander in the shower? Is it possible? Have you ever seen your roommate eating a pear? Maybe she gets real messy doing it. And she was like, you know what? I'll do it at the same time.
It's a sticky fruit.
I'll make it the cleanup and the eating all in one.
I would hate That's to find true. A pear core. That'd be terrible.
A parrot core?
A pear core.
What's
core
a pear?
A pear core. A core of a pear. I would hate that.
Why?
Anytime I see something that I don't know what it is, my immediate assumption is that it's a dead bird.
No, that's a parrot core.
No, I know.
The core, the innermost
anytime
workings
I
of
see,
a parrot.
No, listen to one of the words.
Okay, try.
Anytime I see anything I don't recognize.
Anything.
In any place I am.
That is bird size.
Nope.
Anything.
Okay. Yeah, within reason. Within reason, okay? Within reason. I think my first assumption is it's a dead bird.
I took Justin to the Museum of Modern Art once, and he was like, there's fucking birds everywhere! They're all fucking dead!
Within reason. I'm saying a pear core could be a sparrow. It could be a small flighty sparrow.
That's a great point, Juice. There's birds of all sizes that can and will die. Must die.
For there to be more birds, the birds must die. They have to make room for the more birds.
I'm just saying, if I see something I don't recognize, I assume it's a dead bird, so it would be unfortunate to see a pear core in the shower.
Sure.
And I would have a moment where I'm like, oh, poor sparrow.
So if you saw a pear core, you'd be like, damn, that tubular bird is dead.
I'm saying it's a very quick thing, right? It's like very fast.
Yeah. That stemmed bird.
Oh, no, I can see its seeds. Oh, poor bird.
If you give a mouse a cookie, if you give a roommate carte blanche to eat in the shower, you're going to go in there one time and be like, there is a little bit of spaghetti in here.
And it's not in a place you can spray it off. I'm going to have to go get a washcloth.
Okay. And you're certain it was the roommate?
Yes. Holy shit. We have one roommate.
I ask because...
Chilling!
We all grew up in the 90s. A lot of animal movies of like Dunstan Checks In, right? Shenanigans. Is there maybe a cappuccino monkey?
Yes.
Running wild in your house, eating pears all over
Could
the place.
Could it be a cappuccino monkey?
Maybe your roommate saw the pear in the shower and was like, ah, damn it,
Wait,
Emily.
We should actually not ask, is your roommate a cappuccino monkey?
You guys are saying like cappuccino.
Yes.
Okay, I don't think that's...
What do you think it is? A dead bird?
Does that help?
Yes,
thank you.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Ben. He, him.
Hi, Ben.
Hi.
I can't fucking wait, man.
Well, I guess I'm going to start by saying that I will abide by whatever decision you choose here.
Oh, of course.
God. No, don't do that. Hey, wait, no. Don't do that.
No, I want
to. It's too late, Travis. I've already done it.
Legally binding arbitration.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's binding arbitration.
Not again.
So my question was, should I go to the Grand Canyon?
Kick ass. Hell yeah!
Should you go to the Grand Canyon?
Is this...
Wait a minute. They didn't ask you. They asked us.
And Ben could have. You're all here,
Ben
too.
Ben could have asked you, didn't ask us, because Ben knows we're the number one premier Grand Canyon experts.
We're going to ask some follow-ups right now, okay, before we can pass judgment. Do you like big holes? Like,
do you like big holes, and can you lie?
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, yeah. Do you have a twin that never lies that we could ask? Anyway.
No, sorry, I'm an only child.
Wait,
hold on. Ben might be lying about being an only child, and maybe
he might be the lying twin.
What's the biggest hole you've ever seen in real life? And don't be fucking funny. Think about big holes you've seen in the earth.
Because here's a real thing, Ben. A lot of people go to the Grand Canyon and see this truly astonishingly large hole and freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Paul! What are you doing? Paul, take it down!
Take it down, Paul.
You can give them whole madness.
Ben, do you suffer from whole madness? Ben, everybody shut up. What's the biggest hole you've ever seen?
Think of a lake, Ben. Now remove the water.
Gone.
How do you feel?
Ben.
Okay, so on my way down here, I stopped by Crater Lake, and that's a very deep lake, which would be a very deep hole.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That actually tells us a lot. I'm sorry we did so many jokes when you had this fucking really helpful information right in the chamber.
Ben, I didn't know you were a big hole enthusiast.
The fact that you love the game this much and you've never seen the big dog, that's wild. For somebody so horny for holes.
We only have so much time left on this earth, Ben.
What if they fill it in for a Starbucks?
What if you fuck...
You gotta
see. They filled it in and paved paradise and put in another human bean coffee.
They put them in a tree museum. This is what the Onceler warned us about, Ben. I knew this was gonna happen.
Hey, Ben, let me ask you some questions to make sure you're ready for the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
Quick pop quiz, hotshot. You walk up to the edge of the Grand Canyon. What is, and I don't want any answers from anyone but Ben on this one, the acceptable amount of time to look at the Grand Canyon before you walk away going, wow. There's a correct answer to this, Ben, and if you clock way under it, I don't know that the Grand Canyon's for you, pal, but if you go way over it, I know you're a fucking poser. So which is it, Ben?
Look in your heart.
How long do you look at the Grand Canyon before you walk away and go, wow?
I gotta preface this because I am a geologist.
What the... Ben!
Fucking slow playing us. This whole time.
Hey, you know what, Ben? You're not allowed to go to the Grand Canyon now.
Yeah. We punish you.
I'm taking it away from you, Ben.
I'm so...
No one tell him about it. No one tell Ben what it looks like.
I've never been madder at a stranger in my life. Ben, the question begins. I'm a geologist, and I'm bored by holes. Can you convince me to go to the Grand Canyon? P.S., in case you skip the first part, I am, in fact, a geologist. That is the most important thing. I would say, Ben, the to field on that email was less important than including the fact that you were a geologist. I would rather you send that to a fucking stranger than forget to say you're a geologist.
I specialize in the study of canyon meat, the meat that canyons is made of. Should I go see the base of it?
The only way this could be worse.
That's the problem with it. He looks at the hole and he thinks, I just keep thinking how much better it would be if it was all rocks. Think about all the rocks they could have put in here, man. This is a bummer.
Exactly.
Ben, I have lost all trust and faith in you at this point. And I'm worried that now you're going to drop like, by the way, I've already been to the Grand Canyon. I live inside of it. I go there every day. I have a partner made of rocks that I've built at the bottom. It is my home. We've had children together. I'm slowly filling it with my spawn. I'm rocks. I'm the Grand Canyon. My name is Ben. I'm the Grand Canyon turned into a person for one day to come to this show.
The locals have started calling it Ben's Grand Canyon. Should I go? Should I go, guys?
I bought the Grand Canyon from Joe Biden. Should I go look at my new house?
Hey, Ben, check this out. We will, I can say with almost complete certainty, do a My Brother, and Me in San Diego again. When we do that, you will be delivering a 2-minute PowerPoint presentation about your trip to the Grand Canyon.
I'm going to take
If you don't get in contact with us before that show, I will take an opportunity during the show to burn you
to the
town.
Fucking okay.
I fucking ashes.
I will take it one step further, Ben, and say, if we come back next year, that means you have a calendar year to go to the Grand Canyon. And if you don't do it in that time, never.
Never.
You have 365 days.
Yeah. Live like you were dying, Ben. Get out there.
Ben, does that... Okay. I almost don't want to... I don't care if it helps.
Do it.
You've been a huge thorn in my side for too long.
But real
you
quick...
You committed My Brother, and Me perjury.
Loving
everybody,
it.
Big hand for Ben. Ben's been a great
Thank
sport.
You, Ben. Ben, please. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, can you... Just can you give us just one, like literally just can you give us like 5 seconds to kind of recenter or else we are going to be coming at you with an energy that no human being should have to. If you can just give us five, just do a quick box breath and then we'll.
You can just chill for a sec. Just give us a sec.
Okay, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, wait. I sent you two questions. Is this about the
this
beaver?
This is the one that you sent 9 hours ago about the zoo.
Maurice. Okay.
Yeah.
So there is a zoo kind of near my house, and I really like the beaver there, and I kind of just want to go there to
hang out
with the beaver.
Don't laugh, you assholes.
But
they have a connection with the beaver. That's beautiful.
I'm worried if I just go there, like, you know, will they, like, be like, you can't keep seeing the beaver.
How often?
Now, wait, hold on. When you say they, do you mean the workers at the zoo?
Yeah,
or the beavers at the zoo.
Hey, man, this is starting to get weird. I don't know if we're there yet.
I want the beaver to move in with me. No.
Max, I meant, how often are you going to the zoo, pal?
Sorry?
How often are you going to the zoo?
Well... I'm tempted. I'm kind of put off by the anxiety of, I kind of miss him. I want to go see him.
That's cool.
Yeah, man.
Okay, here's what we got to do. The problem is nobody understands.
Wait, you didn't answer the question. How often do you go to the zoo?
Not as often as you'd like because you're
like
embarrassed.
Yeah, not as often as I'd like, but like maybe once a week.
That's good.
That's cool.
That's a good amount.
I think the thing you got to do is start hyping up this beaver... So everyone would want to come see it.
Oh.
So it's not weird. So you can get lost in the crowd.
So it's like, if it's like a cool of the moment, sometimes animals kind of, remember Grumpy Cat?
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes animals kind of pop off. So if you could get Maurice, tell me about Maurice.
Yeah, tell us about Maurice. Why are you like this?
So the zoo's kind of small, so it's just there's just one beaver.
Just the one beaver?
I feel like
that's great.
There's other animals though, right?
I think that's kind of.
They have other animals, yeah.
This is so important because otherwise, Max, they're so happy to have you. Thank you for coming. In fact, why are you here every day?
Yeah, I just, when I'm there, I'm worried, like, the amount of time I spend there, they're going to think I'm going to steal them or something. Just
now, hold on. Wait a second.
The way you said that was like...
The way you said that, my friend.
The way you said that was like...
So
it would be so crazy if you would...
I just look at Maurice and he seems so lonely in there by himself. Wouldn't it be wild?
My favorite zoo in the world is the St. Louis Zoo because they have a... It's so good. It's totally free to everyone and it's a great zoo. Lots of great animals in it. And they have a penguin exhibit where you could, if you wanted to, but I'm pretty sure they have security there for if somebody gets froggy, you could just grab a penguin. Like, they're pretty close. You could just grab it. And
but
so,
if you take a penguin, you do have to leave a penguin.
That's, yeah.
And not the penguin. They've had problems with that in the past.
You mean Angry Birdman.
Angry Birdman, excuse me.
Angry Birdman, Bat Hero's worst friend.
Worst friend?
I've had the idea many times in this room.
Oh, Angry Birdman, you're my worst friend. I do still love you, but
I
have to explain a lot when you come around.
You were supposed to pick me up at the airport, big cold bird friend. Fuck. I have the thought.
You can save my life in the wars.
I have the thought every time I go into this chamber, I could steal a penguin. Is it how much of it is you? I think there's a bit of projecting happening there because I think you've at least had the thought once of could I have a Maurice-based caper?
And would Maurice want me to?
Yes.
Have you run the math? Does Maurice have a longing look in his eye?
Does Maurice?
It's a small enclosure.
Okay.
Okay, now we're fucking
You're
talking.
Winning me right the fuck
now,
over.
Now, hold on. Now, listen. If you stole Maurice, would you be able to look at Maurice in the forest and say, go on, Maurice. I'll never see you again, but this I love you this much. Go on.
Yeah.
Okay, and come back here once a
quiet.
Week.
Quiet! Oh, sorry.
Whatever makes him happy.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now... If the beaver would not flee of its own volition, would you be willing, shut up, would you be willing to punch Maurice the beaver in the face to get Maurice out of love to get him to go into the woods and live a new, better life?
I'm not ready for to answer that question.
Good, because it was
That's
a
good.
Fucking
that
trap.
That was a fucking trap. Zoo cops, we got you. No, God, it didn't help, did it?
Hey, Don't steal Maurice.
That's not even what the fucking question was about, though. We got so far off track. I have never met a zoo employee who is anything less than like stoked that people are here, like getting excited about animals. So I suspect that they will not turn on you and be like, you're too into the animals.
All you gotta do, bring a sketch pad with you.
Oh, that's huge.
Good.
Max, let me also say, I have no idea what your artistic ability is. So there is a chance that at one point, a zookeeper was like, what the fuck? That is not what Maurice looks like. That's a potato with big teeth.
And you say, that's why I'm practicing.
Does that help?
It's cool. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, you can say no.
It's okay.
I named him. That's not.
Maurice is not his legal name. That's not his Christian name.
So wait, are you telling me that the sign outside this enclosure just says a beaver?
Yes.
You gotta bust this motherfucker out.
Thank you.
Yeah, now we do need to steal Maurice. Maurice. Well, hold on, wait.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, y'all won't be held
now
legally.
No, wait.
There is a newspaper article tomorrow, like, tragic beaver crime has happened at the zoo.
Maybe.
But if there's one of this heroic beaver crime at the zoo.
All right, thanks, Max.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you. I want to say thank you to Mega Ran again.
The best.
So good.
So fucking good.
We each independently backstage while that was happening said to each other, God, I wish we'd done music stuff instead. That seems like such a lot of fun. Thank you, Meg Ryan.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you to the Balboa for having us.
Yes.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous theater. We perform here. My laptop recognizes the Wi-Fi automatically now, and that feels very good.
That's luxury.
And that's how you know you're home.
Thanks to everybody that came to the show last night and our signing today and our panel yesterday.
Yeah, thank y'all.
Thank you to Paul and Rachel and Shannon and Amanda and Christina and our dad and Carol and everybody who has helped us put the show on. That means so much to us.
I have tragic news.
What?
The Beaver does have a name. And yeah, y'all, I'm sorry. I know we were building steam to get off stage. I have a car picking me up to take me to the airport at 4:30 a.m. tomorrow. I cannot wait to be back. I sleep in my hotel room, but we must address the fact that this beaver has a fucking name, and it is Buckley. That's pretty good. Thank you, Shannon, for hunting that down in real time. It's Buckley the Beaver. That's pretty fucking good, though.
Yeah, it's a good name. We may have, maybe Buckley Maurice could be a nickname or something. I don't know.
Maybe we get them a second beaver named Maurice.
Buy him a new beaver at the beaver store.
Oh my God, how much does it cost to buy a beaver? They're in the forest.
Oh, thanks. Did you thank Montaigne?
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. Thank you to Paul and Clint and Amanda.
I said that.
And
Shannon, please work on sourcing a beaver for sale for us.
Okay. And thank you to Rachel.
I said that.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I was so busy getting freaked out by the fact that this beaver has a kick-ass name already.
All right. Are you all ready to join us in a cleansing sonic bath? Okay. Okay, listen. From the aisle over, you are mine. From the aisle this way, you're Travis's. From the aisle that way, you're Griffin's.
Let's try to make a consistent... Here, let's talk amongst ourselves. Our past live show sonic baths have been pretty gnarly. Because I don't think you all know how the practice works, and you make a lot of buck wild fucking sounds that then spread throughout hundreds of people. And
I'm more of an astral projection guy.
Okay, cool. All right, let's begin. This bit's not there yet. It's not there yet.
Welcome to the jungle. We've got fun and games.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This is my brother, Kiss your dad square on the lips.
It's better, it's better with you. It's better with you. My life, it's better with you. Is it true? It's better with you.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.